Hello, my name is Truman Capote.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, who won an Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal of author Truman Capote, was celebrated for playing characters pushed to life's edge. When news came that Hoffman was found dead in a Greenwich Village apartment he used as an office, the shock was both immediate and visceral for fellow actors, including Kevin Costner.
It's a shame because who knows what he would have been able to do, but we're left with the legacy of the work he's done, and it all speaks for itself.
On Monday, well-wishers stopped to pay their respects outside the building where the actor died. Lisa Rifkin recalled Hoffman's work leading a neighborhood theater and mentoring artists.
He was a local person, community person, who cared about art and understood that the nature of art is to bond with human beings in a community. He cared about the community.
While Greenwich Village is home to many famous people, few were as well-liked and welcomed as Hoffman at Entwine, a local bar where he often met friends, students, and fellow actors.
When he comes here, he's pretty mellow. He doesn't acting like big drama and I'm a Hollywood star. He was just friendly, and he likes to talk to people here, not only with us, with customers as well. We had such a fun time with him.
Heroin addicts often keep their disease a secret, says Stuart Clota, an addiction specialist.
You'd be surprised, people that you see walking around and they seem so together and the whole thing, and they've got a lot going on, right? We're just highly functioning because of XYZ for various reasons.
The Oscar goes to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
While Philip Seymour Hoffman's legacy as one of the great actors of his generation is secure, what is less certain is how many more talented people will be claimed by drugs and alcohol, and what Hoffman could have achieved had he lived and worked to a ripe and sober old age. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
And one day, he stood up and went out the back door, while I went out the front.